Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to exciting Amity Warrior basketball tonight from Amity High School, where your Warriors are set to take on the Sandingham Wolverines, a 2A basketball program. Wolverines come into this game 2-2. Warriors are also 2-2. Warriors, of course, lost badly to Kennedy, a 2A school, to start the year, and then defeated Burns by a point, Illinois Valley by a significant margin, 24 points, and then lost to Salem Academy by about 23 points. And so the Warriors a little up and down, played some really tough schools in Kennedy, who will challenge for the 2A title this year, and Salem Academy looks to challenge for the 3A title. So a good tough schedule for the Warriors to open up the year. Sandingham Wolverines come into this also, as I said, 2-2. They have losses to Pleasant Hill, Monroe, and have defeated Scio by 7 and Oak Ridge by 13. So this is the fifth game of the year for both of these squads. The Warriors looking to build on some of the things that they did well so far this season. Excuse me. And also, Reg continuing to look for a little bit better inside play. I know he'd like to get the ball inside. And one of the things they did against Salem Academy that was encouraging was they actually ran Morgan Croxford out of the high post a little bit. Now, Morgan, of course, only about 5'7", 5'6", 5'7", somewhere in there, but able to effectively catch that ball in the high post. And then, of course, a great passer, the ability to spin and go to the basket on a bigger girl. Defensively is where the Warriors really struggle when another team has size, because the Warriors really do not have a lot of defensive size in the paint. Kaya Rosenbaum, the biggest of the Warrior girls, she comes in at about 5'11", 6 foot right in there, but not an overly physical player yet in her career, still working on that aspect of her game. And then after that, you get real young. Brooke Wilson doesn't bring a lot of size, but she'll have to play some post defense in there. She's only about 5'7". Audrey Clark, 5'8", freshman, probably the most physical player on the entire roster right now, but young and offensively doesn't bring much to the table yet. Defensively and rebounding does a pretty good job. So Reg is just going to have to mix and match in there and work with what he's got and try to match up as best he can. Not sure what Sandingham brings in terms of inside play. They've got some girls with some size. I don't know where they are skill level-wise, so we'll be watching that as the game goes on. Where the Warriors typically have an advantage is in the quickness of the backcourt, whether it's Croxford or Plummer or Hatch or Graham. Brene Husky's quick. So just a lot of perimeter quickness for the Warriors, and they've been able to take advantage of that against several teams and actually gave some problems to Salem Academy at points in that game. Did a great job on the perimeter players in that game up until really about the fourth quarter where they really started to kind of just wear out. They got in some foul trouble. Keeley and Morgan are both in foul trouble and sitting on the bench, and the Warriors, of course, don't have the depth to be able to do that. So it was really interesting, though, to watch how well they played against the Smith girl and several other guards there from Salem Academy, and did a good job on the perimeter on them overall, but had absolutely no answer for the big girl inside. She just ate us up. Didn't matter if she caught the ball in the high post or the low post. If we doubled on her as she tried to cross the lane, she just made a really nice pass and got somebody an open look. And if we didn't double on her, she scored pretty much every time she touched the ball. So, you know, we're not going to have a lot of girls we have to deal with like that in our league action. Really just the Rojas girl from Dayton is the only one that will create those kind of matchup problems for the Warriors during the regular season. But like I said, playing these teams early in the season that have these good posts, Kennedy had an outstanding post also. Seeing two of the better posts in small schools across the state in the first four games of the year has been a good experience for our girls. So we'll see how they do with that, see if they can put up the kind of guard pressure they need to harass the ball handlers and the shooters from Kennedy tonight, or from Sandingham tonight, and see if we can get enough offense to carry us to a win here. We've got about 4 minutes to go until tip-off. We're going to take a break, come back, give you the starting lineups, and get things set up for tonight. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Got about a minute to go before the starting lineups are announced here, or the national anthem. I don't know what order we're doing things in. But starting lineups for tonight's game will be for your Warriors: Keely Graham, 5'7 junior guard; Hannah Hatch, a 5'6 junior wing; Brene Husky is going to start tonight, a 5'3 senior; Brooke Wilson, a 5'7 post senior; and Maylin Williams, a 5'3" sophomore guard, and the best offensive threat on this Warrior team. Outstanding shooter. For the Sandingham Wolverines, it'll be number 10, Jasmine Clark, a 5'6 sophomore. Number 12, Michelle Briley, 5'7 senior. Number 23, Cheyenne Ward, a 5'5 junior. Number 32, Morgan Walzak, a 5'5 senior. And number 44, Mackenzie Dodge, a 6' senior or sophomore. We're going to take a quick break for the national anthem. We'll be back after these messages with the tip-off.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies
is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
All right, Warrior fans, introductions of the starting lineups happening right now. Warriors taking on the Santa Ana Wolverines tonight here from Amity High School. First game since the remodel of the gymnasium here. It has been quite an adventure. If you haven't followed the trials and tribulations of the gym remodel and basket installation, it is all you have to do is ask a board member or ask Derek Barnett. He'll tell you all about it, or one of the basketball coaches, or myself. It has been quite the ordeal. But here we are, everything ready to go. Remodel looks good, new baskets and backboards at both ends of the gymnasium, and nobody permanently injured in the installation of either one. All right, so set to introduce the Warriors here tonight. Morgan Croxford not starting tonight. I think word is that I got was that she was a little bit under the weather this week. Maybe missed a practice, I don't know, but... not starting tonight, but she is dressed and available, so I think we'll see her shortly into this game. Key for the Warriors tonight. I'll give you three keys that'll kind of encompass both ends of the floor here. First thing, they've got to get excellent defensive pressure on the perimeter players without getting into foul trouble. It means Keeley, Morgan, and Alyssa especially need to stay out of foul trouble in this game and at the same time be able to keep good pressure on the guards on the perimeter. Number two, they've got to at least break even on the rebounding against Santa Ana. I think if the Warriors can break even or even win the rebounding battle, that's going to be a huge key for them tonight against this team, because this is a team that's not huge that I think they can rebound with, and they need to get out and do that. And then finally, the third one is they've got to get Maylin Williams open, and she's got to knock down a couple of three-pointers here early in the game and get them off to a good start offensively so that they're not playing from behind in this game. All right, excuse me there. See if I can get Mr. Barnett to get me a water here. I think he's got one, maybe. He didn't see me. All right, we'll try to keep the the throat all. Mr. Huber came through for me. He passed one up to me. Try to keep the throat good here for these two games. We got six games in the next 3 days. Excuse me. There we go. Get that all cleared up. All right. Brooke Wilson set to jump center against Mackenzie Dodge, the six-foot post player from Santa Ana. Ball's up and loose and picked up by number 32. That's Walczak. Walczak gets it out in the corner. Now they swing it out back to Walczak. Out on top now to Clark. Clark swings it down on the right side to Ward. Ward looking inside, not there. They swing it around left side to Clark. Clark bounce pass inside, knocked loose. Brooke Wilson comes out of there. Nope, she loses it, and Clark gets it back. Jasmine Clark with it down on the right angle now. Deed up, and Keeley knocks it away. She can't get back to it. Loose ball out on top now, controlled by Maddie White. White swings it over to Clark on the right side, out on top now. They look inside, not there. Walczak back to Clark. Clark. They want to go inside, having a hard time making the pass. Now they get it down low. There's a turn with a left hand and a miss by Dodge, and the rebound by Williams. They push it ahead to Husky. Husky will slow it down back to Graham, and they're going to hit Graham for a travel as she caught the ball. Shuffled her feet a little bit, and so quick turnover by the Warriors, and it's still 0-0, 7-12 to go here in the first quarter. Warriors with a little full-court man pressure now. You get it into Clark. Graham D's her up. Picks her up at about three-quarter court. Works her hard back forth. Keeley with a steal. Keeley crosses over and fouled from behind. I think that's going to be on Maddie White. Keeley's slow to get up. She did not know White was coming from behind. Keeley took a hard fall there. She's still kind of squatted down out by the foul line on the Warriors' end. A little unbelievable look on her face. She didn't know that foul was coming at all. Didn't see White from behind her. White took her out. But White gives her a little, how you doing? You okay? A little smile. So good sportsmanship there by the San Diem guard. Graham with the ball now on the inbound. She'll set up the offense. Croxford, of course, not starting this game, but dressed down. Swing to Wilson on the left wing. Wilson looks at the cutters. Not there. Now swings it out on top to Husky. Husky swings it right side to Graham. Graham goes down low to Wilson. Wilson lays it up and in. What a nice cut by Brooke Wilson. And an excellent pass in there to make that by Keely Graham. So the Warriors get the first basket of the game. 2-0 Amity. Pass up the sideline. Controlled by Walzak. And then knocked out of bounds by Maylin Williams. It's going to be San Diem basketball down on the baseline. There's an inbound pass knocked away and stolen. They're going to retain possession out by half court. They get it to White. White, 18-footer right wing, buries it. A little broken play there results in a basket by Maddie White. White, a 5'3 junior guard. It's pass ahead to Husky. Husky drives to the basket, pushed from behind, misses the shot. No foul called. White with the rebound. Graham deals her up. Finally, she gets it in the hands of Ward. Ward in traffic, knocked away by Graham. Ward retains it. It ends up in the hands of Dodge down low, and she gets fouled by Wilson. That was just a loose ball that ended up in the hands of the post player. Dodge girl's a big girl. She's listed at 6 foot, and we will say this nicely. She's big. She is probably 250, 260 pounds. Not super quick, of course, but she has some basketball skills there around the hoop. She had some decent footwork on one of her shots there to start the game. Misses the first free throw. Second one is up and good. So Dodge hits one out of two, and it's a 3-2 San Diem lead. Graham brings it up, crosses half court with it, sets up the offense. Warriors are spread out. They screen down on one side. There's a bounce pass down low to Wilson, and it was not a good pass. Wilson was backing out towards the kind of baseline away from the basket, and Graham thought she was cutting. Just pass up the side to White. White gets it across the pressure to Ward or to Walzak. She misses. Dodge with the rebound, and she draws the foul. And I think that's going to be two on Wilson, and here comes Croxford. So Warriors will go a little bit smaller with Morgan coming in for Brooke, but not much smaller. Dodge back to the line to shoot two. She's one out of two in her first trip, and she hits the first one here. She says you can't let a girl that with that kind of post presence, size-wise, catch the ball down low. You have to deny the pass in there. You have to work really hard on the guards making the pass. There's a miss, and Dodge gets her own rebound. Dodge to White. White misses the jumper. Rebound by Clark. Clark up and lays it up and in. So the Warriors not doing the job on the boards. We talked about this in the pregame. They got to do the job. There's a pass ahead to Brene Husky. Husky misses the left-handed lay-in. Good pass by Graham. And Clark with the rebound. Gets it to White. White ahead to Ward now. Ward driving the lane up the right side. Gets all the way to the basket. Lays it in. I think Reg needs a timeout. I don't know if he's going to take one yet or not. But that was an uncontested, really, lay-in from the top of the key in the kind of semi-transition there. Croxford down 8-2. Out to Williams. Williams finds Graham on the right side. Graham with a dribble. Goes up. Ball knocked away. Gets it back to Hatch. Hatch out. Croxford. Three-pointer. Good! Morgan Croxford with her first basket of the game. And it's 8-5. And there's a steal by Graham. She was fouled by Clark. No call. And now there's a foul called on Walzak, I think. Should have had a foul called on Clark initially. She reached in on Keeley. Keeley played through it, though. Wisely was able to retain the ball and then draw the foul. That is the... Not sure who they call that there. It's on 32. That's Walzak with her first foul. First team foul. There's a missed three by Williams and the rebound by Walzak. Walzak to Ward. Ward pushes up the middle of the floor against some pressure. Kicks it out to Clark. Clark drives right side. up against Williams, misses, rebound inside Croxford. Croxford with good position that time on Dodge. Croxford across half court on the right side. She keeps penetrating all the way baseline. Inside to Williams. Williams reverse lay-in, no good there. Ball tipped out, chased down by Husky. Husky out by the Warrior head, swings it left side now to Croxford. Croxford against this man-to-man defense to Williams. Williams misses another three. Inside rebound. We're going to have a jump ball. Hatch and Walczak tied up down low on the right side. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 8-5 Santa Am. Williams to inbound. Gets in the right corner to Hatch. Back to Williams. Williams dribbles out. Looks at the three, then out to Croxford. Croxford will reset. Over to Williams on the right wing. To Graham on top. Graham looks at the three, not there. Crosses over, gets in the lane, kicks it out. Oh, I don't know who she was throwing that to, but it wasn't anybody who could catch the ball. It was about 3 feet to the right of where Croxford could reach. So turnover on the Warriors. Warriors stay in some man pressure. Clark with the ball. Jasmine Clark, 5'6", sophomore, point guard. Working on Graham. Graham tips it away. Clark playing with a little wrist brace on her left wrist. Into the game for the Warriors, Plummer. She'll give Husky a break. Inbound to Clark. Clark looks down low to Dodge. Dodge 12 feet out on the baseline. Back out to Clark for two. No good. Croxford with the rebound. Croxford looking ahead. Throws it to Hatch. Hatch looks at the three, not there, out to Croxford. Croxford puts up a 22-footer top of the key, no good. Ball loose inside. Plummer battling, can't get it, comes out of there to, and then we've got a touchdown called on Graham, but the rebound was by White. Graham with a little bump foul. Didn't get the call when it was against her, but this time she commits the foul, and they call her on it. That's first one on Keeley, third team foul on the Warriors. They get the ball in. Graham with a steal. Graham to the basket with the right hand up and in. Keeley Graham with the steal in the basket. Her first basket of the game. 8-7. Warriors down one. There's a pass in White, and she throws it away. This man pressure is working. So we talked about rebounding. The rebounding is getting better. I don't know if we're back to 50-50 yet now, but it's better than it was. We're going to have a timeout taken by Santa Am here. It's going to be a 30 seconds, so we'll stay right here. So the rebounding is getting better. When Croxford came into the game, she did a great job so far boxing out Dodge, keeping her off that offensive glass. So the rebounding's getting there. The pressure on the guards is doing an excellent job, especially when we talk about it in a full court sense. They're doing an excellent job forcing some turnovers, some bad passes, knocking the ball away, kind of starting to fluster those guards a little bit. What we haven't seen yet that we need to see is Maylin Williams step up and knock down a three or two here early in the game. So we're 5 minutes into this game, and Maylin is 0 for 1 or 0 for 2 from the field. I think 0 for 2. Williams will inbound, left side of the key on the baseline. They box it up. She gets into Keeley in the left corner. Now out to Croxford. Croxford in the left wing will take the three from there, way right. And inside, Hatch battling, can't hang on to it. And it's off of Ward. It'll be Warrior basketball, right side of the key on the baseline. They're going to stack it up this time. Williams to trigger it in. Goes to Plummer in the right corner. Out on top to Croxford. Swings it to Graham. Graham fakes the three, crosses over. Nowhere to go there. Back out to Croxford. Croxford to Williams. Williams, three-pointer, left side. No good. She got a good look that time. Rebound by Clark. They get ahead to Dodge. Dodge can't hang on to it. Croxford right there with her. Dodge is not going to catch the ball on the run very well from what I've seen. And so that was just a bad decision by the guard to try to get her the ball while she was moving. I think once Dodge gets her feet set, then she's a weapon down there. But if she's on the move, it's going to be pretty tough. Plummer with the ball back to Graham on top. Now over to Croxford, right angle, back to Graham on top. She and Croxford play catch. They need to clear out and just let Croxford go one-on-one with Dodge. She can't guard her out there. They go down low on the baseline to Croxford. She backs it out, throws it over Maylin's head. And Maylin was cutting. There's a knock away by Graham going the other way. Clark was a little slow on the lay, and Graham caught up with her and knocked it away. Hannah Fentzel into the game for Santa Am. She replaces Dodge, so they go smaller and try to match the Warriors' size a little bit better, maybe their quickness. Fentzel with the ball out on top. Tries to pass it. Plummer with a steal. Plummer pushes it up the middle, takes it all the way in on Fentzel, lays it up and in. She scores, and she's fouled. Excellent job by number 30, Alyssa Plummer. She had the steal. She took it all the way in, got right up into Fensel's body, drew contact, laid it up off the glass. It's one of the big improvements we've seen in Alyssa this year is her ability to finish in traffic there, driving to the basket. She had a three-point play attempt up in Lapine, doing the same kind of thing. Misses the free throw. Rebound chased down by number 24. That's Brilli into the game. So Plummer misses the foul shot. Warriors up 9-8. 2 minutes to go. Clark tries to dump it inside. Knocked away by Williams as she tries to get the ball into Brilli. Brilli, a 5'9 post junior, into the game. Williams matching up with her. There's a pass inside to Clark. Bounce pass out to Fensel. Now they swing it over the right side. White. White drives into traffic. Lays it up and in. Nobody got there. There was no help defense. And Maddie White able to get right to the rim before the help got there. And it's kind of a tough lay-in, but not as tough as it should have been. There's a little give and go from the top of the key. And the ball is going to be off of Graham. It's a good pass from Croxford. They went high post with Morgan. We talked about that in the pregame. Went high post with Morgan. Keeley passed it to her, cut hard to the hoop, but couldn't handle the return pass from Morgan. It's pass into Clark. She'll bring it up. Graham will pick her up at the foul line and three-quarter court pressure. Clark still working on her. Finally gets it across half court. Now picks up her dribble. Keeley all over. They're going to get a foul on Keeley. A little too aggressive. And that's two on number four. And see, I think Reg is going to have to go to his bench here. Christy Worthington telling him that's two. Reg nodding. He knows. Just not happy about it. Talked about that being a key, is they've been able to put pressure on without picking up the fouls, especially on Keeley, Alyssa, and Morgan. Now Keeley has two, 14 fouls on the Warriors. Minute and 12 left in the first quarter. White tries to go low, stolen by Graham. Graham comes out of there with it, pushes up the right side, checks it up at the three-point line. Now goes baseline, hook pass to Croxford to the foul line. She penetrates in traffic, can't finish the shot, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice pass by Keeley Graham. She drove baseline after a little hesitation at the three-point line. Drove hard baseline. When the defense collapsed, she just hooked a pass right back out to the foul line. Croxford drove, almost finished that, just took it up off the glass and rolled off the front of the rim. That free throw halfway down and then pops back out on Morgan. Just under a minute to go here in the first quarter. 10-9 in favor of Santa Am. Clark out for Santa Am, back into the game. Cheyenne Ward. Croxford with one more at the line. Second one is up, and no good. That went hard off the back of the rim. Croxford misses a pair. White with the ball. Hatch D'ing her up full court. White pushes right. Bounce pass. Plummer almost had it. The drive down the right side by number 12. That's Brilli, or Briley. There's a steal inside by Croxford. Croxford ahead to Graham. Graham up the right side. Bounce pass to Williams. Williams with the left hand up. Ooh, can't finish, but she'll go to the line as she picks up the foul on Michelle Briley. So Maylin Williams looking to get off the scoreless streak here in the first quarter. 0-for-3 from the field by my count. Misses the foul shot. So this is not the Maylin Williams we're accustomed seeing. 0-for-3 from the field, 0-for-1 from the line. She'll have a chance to get on the scoreboard here, and she does on the second one. Maybe that'll get her off the schneid on the outside shot, too. Warriors pick up full court. They get the ball into Ward. Ward pushes up the middle on Graham. Graham with two fouls. They get it back to Brilli. Now out on top to White, and they'll reset their offense. White swings it to Fensel. Fensel with a dribble over to Ward. Ward, 10-footer, no good. Ball inside, rebound by number 24. Her shot blocked, and she gets the rebound back. That's Brilli. White drives into Crawford's chest, misses a shot. Croxford gets the rebound. Morgan pushes up the right side, takes it all the way in. She's fouled as she goes to the basket. That one's going to be on White. So Warriors being very, very aggressive, going to the basket here the last couple of minutes, and they've drawn fouls their last four drives to the hoop. That's 16 fouls now on the Wolverines, and Croxford go to the line to try to break this 10-10 tie here in the first quarter. 9.5 seconds left to go. Croxford hits the first one. Missed her first two tonight from there. Brene Husky in. Graham out with her two fouls. They communicate on who's guarding whom there. So Keeley manages to stay out of that third foul there. Risky move by Reg. But it pays off. Morgan misses the second one, and Fensel with the rebound. So to Croxford. 1-for-4 now. There's a steal by Croxford. She's got time. 4 seconds. Three-point line. Drives in. No. Loses it. Hatch with the ball. And she kicks it back out instead of shooting it. Didn't know how much time was on the clock. And so the Warriors will go in to the end of the first quarter with an 11-10 lead. So a little rusty there. You can tell the Warriors haven't played in a week, and there were some girls that missed some practice time this week, but hopefully that first quarter will get some of that out of their system, and they'll settle down here in the second. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be back here on KLYC after this message.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School, where your Warriors lead the Santee Am Wolverines 11-10 in this little 3A-2A matchup. On the floor for the Warriors, Plummer, Williams, Husky, Hatch, and Croxford. Graham on the bench with two fouls. Warriors did a much better job after the first 3 minutes or so on the defensive end. That changed when Croxford came into the game and dealt with the Dodge girl. They had to get her out of the game because of the mismatch there. Ward for the Wolverines with the ball on the right angle. Picks up her dribble out to Clark out on top. Clark back to Ward. Ward by the Warrior head here, close to the Warriors bench. Crosses over, drives on Husky, picks up her dribble just inside the key. Back out to Briley. Briley picks up her dribble. Hatch doing a good job. Now they go to Clark. One dribble and picks it up. Hatch jumps in and ties her up. Good job by Hannah Hatch. Hannah was just following her man, Michelle Briley, and decided to reach in and grab that basketball and tie up Clark with it. .7:31 to go, second quarter. Warriors up 11-10. Hatch, left wing, down in the corner. Williams looks at the three, not there. Bounce pass to Husky. Husky, we up and in! Nice cut by Brene Husky, and an excellent pass by Maylin Williams. Warriors up 3, 13-10, and Plummer battling with Clark, and Clark's the last one that touches it. So great job by Plummer. And you can see that guard pressure that we talked about in the pregame starting to really pay dividends now for the Warriors. Clark getting a little frustrated. First couple of times the ball got knocked away, there were some little smiles and smirks. Now, a disgruntled look. Williams travels as she starts to drive on the three. She looks at Reg, and Reg says, yeah, you did. You shuffled that pivot foot. Picked up the wrong foot when you put the dribble before the dribble hit the floor there. Warriors back on defense, picking up three-quarter court here. Clark gets it in to Fensel. Fensel with a dribble now over to Briley. Briley to Clark. Clark at the Warrior head in front of the Amity bench. Swings it to Ward. Ward way out on top. They don't have much player movement here. They're moving the ball just around the top of the perimeter, not really getting the ball inside. Now they dump it into Fensel. Fensel with a dribble, picks it up, back out to Briley. Briley for three, and she hits it. Michelle Briley with her first basket of the game ties it up at 13. So pretty good defense by the Warriors, and then they ended up giving up an open look there. Croxford crosses over, goes to Williams. Williams fakes the three. She drives, bounce past the Plummer. That ball knocked away off somebody's foot. Should be a travel, and is. Clark had the ball, fell down as Plummer got a hand in there. And Clark tried to pull her away, lost her balance, fell down, rolled over. That's a travel. Warriors basketball, left side of the key on the baseline. Williams triggers it in, finds Husky. Husky, 17-footer, no good. Follows her shot, can't get to it. Rebound by Ward. Ward to Clark. Plummer picks her up. Now they go back to Ward. You can see Clark doesn't want to necessarily handle the ball full court against these quick Warrior guards. Warriors are putting their best defensive player on Clark each time. Clark now driving on Plummer, kicks it out in the corner to Fensel. Fensel out on top to Ward. Ward swings it left side to Briley. Briley down in the left corner now to Brilley. There's a drive inside. A missed shot by Fentzel. Rebound by Croxford. Morgan ahead to Hannah. Hannah Hatch driving, taking it all the way into traffic. No call. Plummer with the rebound. She puts it in. Alyssa Plummer following the shot. And we've got a timeout taken by Sandy Ann. This will be a full timeout. Their coach not happy at all. David Plotz not happy with the transition defense, I think, there. Kaya Rosenbaum going to check in after the break. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School, where your Warriors lead the Sandy Ann Wolverines 15-13, 5:45 left to go in the first half. 16 fouls on Sandy Ann, 4 on the Warriors. Only one in foul trouble for the Warriors is Keely Graham. She's got 2, and she is resting comfortably on the bench as Reg tries to preserve her fouls. It's going to be Warrior. It should be Sandy Ann basketball. Warriors just scored. So Clark will inbound. Warriors pick up full court here. They get the ball into Fentzel. Fentzel back to Clark with Plummer on her. Clark trying to cross over. Does. Goes left hand. Plummer cuts her off. Pushes her back to her right. She gets it across. Throws it down in the corner to Briley. There's a steal by Husky as they tried to enter that pass in. Husky, open court. Gets underneath. Lays it up. No good. That shot blocked and going to be off of, I think, Dodge. Rosenbaum battling for that ball. And it went off of Dodge. Good job by Kaya to try to get the rebound. That forced Dodge to lose it. Plummer with it, left wing. Drives, loses the ball. We're going to have a blocking foul. See who they call it on. It might be Fentzel, number 22. She was the closest. It is on her, and that'll put Plummer on the line to shoot 1-1, seventh team foul against the Sandy Ann Wolverines. Plummer at the line tonight, 0-1. She's got 4 points here in the first half. Excuse me. Plummer, first one, perfect. Knocks that one down. She'll get the bonus now. Get 1-1 with 17 fouls and a half, and it moves to a double bonus where you shoot 2 free throws. She gets them both when they get to 10 fouls. 17-13, Warriors extend their lead out to 4. Clark working on Plummer, trying to get it across, finally does. Plummer to Fentzel. Fentzel with Croxford on her. Now back to Clark. Clark looking for a pop-up. That's Dodge, three-point line, left angle. Now she swings it down in the corner to Brilli. Brilli looks inside. Fentzel with a little running hook. No good. Rebound, Croxford. Croxford doing the job on the boards so far tonight. She's got 4 that I can think of. Husky with a head fake. Loses it. Plummer gets the ball. Back out to Croxford. And they'll reset. Swings it right side to Williams. Williams fakes the 3. Goes to the foul line to Husky. Husky, 15-footer. No good. Weak side rebound. Going to go off of Dodge. And it'll be Warrior basketball on the right side of the key on the baseline. 4:45 left to go first half. Warriors up 4, 17-13. Williams to trigger this in. Warriors stack it up on the right side of the key. Williams looking for something. Finds Husky. Husky by the free throw line. Drives. Gets in traffic. Pulls up from 13. No good. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Lays it up. Reverse lane. No good. And the ball tipped out by White. And it'll be Warrior basketball. Graham going to come back in. She's going to get Plummer her first break in a while. Good job by Alyssa. Plummer with 6 points in the game, leading all scorers. Not often we've said Alyssa leading all scorers. She's doing a good job tonight. Williams, bounce pass to Graham, cutting, reverse lay-in, no good. They're going to get a foul, blocking foul on Dodge. And that is just Graham initiating the contact. And Keeley's got a look on her face like, I didn't really get fouled. She has that little, like, I got away with one right there because I just kind of threw that ball up. But she threw it up just as she was going hip-to-hip with Dodge, and so it ended up looking like it was a foul on Dodge. I don't think Dodge did anything. That's her first foul, eighth team foul. Graham to shoot 2, makes the first. She'll have 1 more. This one, perfect. 4 points for Keeley. 6-point Warrior lead, 19-13, 4.5 to go first half. White up the right sideline. Husky cuts her off. White crosses over, gets in traffic, blocked by Rosenbaum. We've got a foul. I don't know if it's on Kaya or Brene. It is on Brene reaching in. Looked like Kaya had a pretty good block there. So that'll put Maddie White on the line. She's got 4 points in the game, 5'3", junior guard. She makes the first one. Not an overly athletic girl, but a nice shooting touch. When she's got an opportunity to square up and look at the basket, her shot looks really nice. Wins for both of the JV programs here before this. Boys and girls both won pretty comfortably. White hits a pair. 19-15, Warriors up. Williams, right angle, looking for cutters. Finds Husky. Husky lays it up and in. That little curl cut is working beautifully. They're cutting from the weak side away from the ball, and curl cutting it about the foul line and doing an excellent job. There's a missed shot inside, rebound by Rosenbaum. Graham pushes it ahead to Williams. Williams takes it in on White, lays it up, no good. White might have got a piece of that, and they're going to have a reach-in foul by Malin. Malin helps Clark back up. Frustration foul there by Williams. Reg not happy about the missed foul shot, even less happy about the reach-in foul afterwards. So Dodge back out and Walzak out as they go smaller again. And that's going to bring Hatch back into the game. Hatch replaces Husky. Warrior fans continue to trickle in tonight, starting to fill up the far sideline. Warrior still in full court pressure. White pushes up on Hatch. Hatch cuts her off as she crosses half court. Forces her back to her right hand. 3:40 to go here. First half, Warriors up 6, and there's an errant pass, not tipped by anybody, just a bad pass by White trying to hit the cutter. The cutter was Hicks and just missed her. Full court pressure now from Sandy Am. Get it into Keeley. Keeley working her way up across half court. Reg calls out the play. It's a drive by Graham. Leaves it for Rosenbaum. She couldn't hang on to it. It came back to Graham. Keeley tried, couldn't get back in bounds before the ball got to her. She tried, but she couldn't get her feet down before she touched the ball. And they throw it away, so it's going to be Warrior basketball right back on the baseline on the left side of the key, right underneath their own basket. So a nice break there by the Warriors. And the Warriors need a timeout. Reg, hands on his hips. I'm not sure what he's unhappy about here, but he's going to take a full timeout, so we're going to take a timeout as well. Warriors up 21-15, 3:28 to go in the second quarter. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back after this message.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors basketball coming out of the timeout. They'll have it on the left side of the key underneath their own basket on the baseline. Morgan going to trigger this one in. They're going to box this up with Hannah and Keeley down low and Kaya and Maylin up high. There they go. Keeley kicks out to the left corner. They throw it right side to Maylin. Maylin, three-pointer, right corner, no good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Brilli. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Hatch. That'll give the Warriors a chance to set up their full court pressure. 3:21 left to go in the second quarter. Warriors up 21-15. White with the ball. Gets it into Clark. Clark going to be working on Graham. Graham got to be careful. Two fouls. Picks up her dribble. Now you got to close out. Keeley knocks it away. Clark gets it back. Clark pushes up the right side. Keeley trying to knock it away from behind. Got to be careful. Then she finally does get all ball and knock it away. Frustrated with herself for letting Clark get past her. Plummer coming in. That's going to get Keeley back out with those two fouls. I'm thinking that'll be the end of the first half for Keeley. Try to keep her from getting three here in the first half. White looking for a cutter. Brilli can't hang on to it. Gets it back in the corner. Out to Clark. Clark pump fake drives. Crockford with a steal. Goes between her legs. Bounce pass ahead to Hatch. Hatch back to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum in traffic. Going to draw the foul. Trying to get the shot up. She'll shoot two. Good job by Kaya to run the floor, and a nice pass by Hannah Hatch. Found the big girl cutting to the basket. Got the defense out of position with that pass. And Rosenbaum will go to the line to shoot two. First one, no good. A little long and to the left there for Kaya. She'll have one more. Kaya, just a sophomore, listed at 6'1". I'd say she's actually about 5'11", but maybe 6 foot. Second one looks good. Bounces around, won't stay in. And the rebound pulled down by Hicks. So Rosenbaum misses a pair, and the Warriors don't extend their lead. Hicks, right corner, or right low block, kicks it back out to Ward. Ward swings it over to Grinbaumer into the game. Back to Ward. Ward crosses over, gets into the lane. Nothing there, kicks it back out to Clark. Clark drives right side, takes a little tough 15-footer, no good, and Croxford with another rebound. I'm going to go with six rebounds for Croxford now by my count. Unofficially, Croxford pushes up the right side. Hook pass to Rosenbaum, loses it, and we're going to have a foul. Clark diving in. She fouled Williams going for the steal. That'll put Williams on the line to shoot two. 10th team foul on Santa Am. So the Warriors in the double bonus. That's the first foul on the point guard, Clark. Maylin Williams to the line to shoot two. First one, short, bounces around, won't stay in. Almost got a friendly shooter's roll there. New rims for the Warriors here, but they're still pretty soft. Always had good shooter's rims here in Amity. Second one for Maylin. Is up and no good, short again. So Maylin struggling a little bit from the floor and the field tonight. 0 for 4 from the field, 1 for 4 from the line, not like her. Clark at the Warrior head in front of the Amity bench. Working on Plummer. Picks up her dribble. Goes in the corner to Dodge. Dodge. Rosenbaum backs way off. Dodge back out on top to Clark. Fumbles the ball. Gets it back. Now tipped away by Plummer. Clark regains control. Plummer just really harassing her. Clark doesn't want to put the ball on the floor anymore. Goes in the corner to Hicks. Her pass stolen away by Hatch as she tries to go inside to a cutter. Hatch driving up the floor. Fouled on the reach in by Clark. That'll put Hatch on the line to shoot two. Maddie White going to come back into the game for Santa Am. Warriors really should have a big lead in this game. They just have not been able to make free throws or finish at the rim. You're not going to like this free throw shooting percentage here when I give it to you at halftime. It has not been good for the Warriors so far. Hatch with a chance to change some of that and makes the first one. So Hannah with her first point of the game on her first free throw attempt. She'll have one more. Try to salvage this poor free throw shooting effort by the Warriors. Second one by Hatch. Up and perfect. Job by Hannah. Two out of two from the line that time. Minute 49 to go. First half. There's a drive by Ward. Hatch cuts her off. Ward, with some help there from Croxford, finds a cutting Maddie White, who gets it up and in. Nice cut by White. She's got eight. Leads all scorers in this game now. Croxford drives, right side, cut off, spins back to her left hand, up, misses a shot, rebound by Dodge inside. Croxford ties her up. Dodge takes up a lot of space. Listed at 6 foot, she's all of that. And wide body, thick body, takes up a lot of room inside. She changed Croxford's shot a little bit there. They get into Ward. Ward pushes up the left side. Hatch cuts her off. Ward picks up her dribble out to White. White with Plummer on her, drives left. Plummer cuts her off. White loses the ball, and then a reach-in foul by Maylin Williams. That'll be 1-1 for White at the line. And White, a good shooter, not the girl you want to put on the line if you're the Warriors. 23-17 Warriors, minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Maddie White, not a very big girl, 5'3". Long blonde hair hanging down to her waist in the back there. Looks like she could pass for a middle schooler, I think. Makes the first one. It's 3 out of 3 from the foul line so far tonight. She'll have one more. And she misses this one, and Maylin Williams tracks down the rebound. So finally the Warriors get a little break there. Croxford, left angle with it. Crosses over, takes a 19-footer, no good. Ball loose, White gets the rebound. White throws it ahead to Grinbaumer up to the left side, still driving, goes out in the corner, stolen by Croxford. Croxford spins into a double team and knocked out of bounds by Grinbaumer. Husky back in, replaces Maylin Williams. I think that's Maylin's first break of the game here. She's been in the full 15 minutes we played so far. Croxford trying to get the ball in, running out of time. Finally gets it to Husky, back to Croxford. Croxford, Husky, Hatch, Plummer, and Rosenbaum on the floor. Dodge trying to guard Hawk Croxford. Croxford goes to Husky. Husky, 18-footer air ball. But the ball out of bounds off of Rosenbaum. Going to be Sandingham basketball. 23-18 Warriors. White gets it in right away to Grenbeamer. Grenbeamer pushes up left side. Stolen by Croxford. Croxford with a clean pick. Pulls in. Bounce pass to Plummer. Plummer left-hand laying up and in. Nice pass. And Plummer with 8 points in the first half to lead the Warriors. Grenbeamer up the left side. Morgan trailing her, looking a little tired out there. They go out left corner. Hicks buries a 15-footer from the left corner. Madison Hicks, a 5'5 junior. Not much of a basketball player, but it looks like if you leave her alone, she can make a shot, and that's what she does there. Nobody guarding her. 25-20. That started with Croxford not keeping up with her man, and the Warriors having to help off. Croxford out on the left side. 2 seconds to go, puts up a deep one, no good, and that is the end of the first half with the score, Amity 25 and Sandingham 20. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be back with some scoring totals for you here from the first half. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here of this non-league action between your Amity Warriors and the Sandingham Wolverines. Warriors were led in the first half by Alyssa Plummer with 8 points. She had 3 field goals and 2 out of 3 from the foul line. 3 girls had 4. Croxford, Husky, and Graham all with 4 points. 2 each out of Brooke Wilson and Hannah Hatch, and 1 point from Maylin Williams. Warriors 8 out of 17 from the foul line in the first half, less than 50%. And if not for Hatch making the last 2, it would have been 6 out of 15. And so you can see the problem there. Other end of the floor, Sandingham led by Maddie White with 9, Clark and Briley with 3 each, and then 2 each out of Hicks, Ward, and Dodge. Sandingham on their end of the floor, White was 3 out of 4 from the foul line, and Dodge 2 out of 4. So overall, 5 out of 8 from the foul line. So not getting there as often, but making almost as many as the Warriors. Warriors up 25-20 here at halftime. We're going to take an extended break here and rest my voice a little bit. It's going to be a long 3 days. Remember, we've got Warrior Classic Basketball. Warriors will be playing at 6:30, I believe, tomorrow night. Warrior girls take on Sio, followed by the boys, also against Sio. Earlier games tomorrow, if you want to come out and support the Warrior Classic, will be Umatilla and Jervis. And I believe, if my math my memory and my math both serve me well here, I believe the Jervis and Umatilla girls are starting at 3:30. And Ron Huber, pretty proud of his first half. No mess-ups on this first try with the new score clocks here in the gym. He doesn't have a little thumb switch. He has to use a finger to push it on the board every time. We got to get him a thumb switch for that. But new scoreboards look good. The baskets look great. And no baskets have fallen off the wall or from the ceiling. So that's an excellent thing here for the Warriors tonight. All right, 25-20 Amity at halftime. We're going to take a break for a few minutes and be back with the second half. You're listening to Warrior Basketball. This is KLYC McMinnville. Warriors out warming up the 25-20 lead over the visiting Sandy M Wolverines. First home game for the Warriors this year. It'll be interesting to see here in the third quarter. We talked about kind of three keys. At least breaking even on the rebounding battle, which I think they did. I think they won that, actually, in the first half. Being able to really harass the guards and stay out of foul trouble. They did a pretty good job of that. They harassed the guards well. Keeley got in a little bit of foul trouble and lost a little playing time there in the first half. She has two fouls. And then the third thing was to get Maylin Williams on track and get her some early points, and that did not happen. So two out of three things happened. Warriors up by five. If all three of those things had happened, they'd have a double-digit lead. So we'll see who Reg rolls out as a starting lineup here in the third quarter. Croxford did not start the game, neither did Plummer. And I think with Morgan, it was some sickness issues. I don't know about with Alyssa. Or it could just be Reg looking for a little bit more spark off the bench with Plummer. So we'll see who he rolls out here to start the third quarter. Good crowd on hand here tonight on this first evening of Christmas break. So it is the regular starting lineup now. Plummer, Croxford, Hatch, Graham, and Williams on the floor for the Warriors. For Sandy Am, it's Clark, Wolzak, Dodge, Park, or no, Ward, sorry, and looking for it, White, and something like that. We'll get it figured out. Warriors basketball. Maylin with it, back to Keeley. Keeley crosses over, gets inside, scoops up and under, draws the foul on Dodge. Dodge late coming across there. So it's, I'll get it right here, it's Dodge, Walzak, Ward, White, and Clark on the floor. So to the line, Keeley Graham to get things started here in the second half. She'll shoot two. Second foul on Dodge. Keeley misses the first one. Kind of the story of the first half there for the Warriors. They're now 8 out of 18 from the foul line. We'll keep tabs on that because that is really could be a key here in this game if they don't start getting a little more consistent. Graham hits the second one, though. 26-20 Warriors early in the third. Ward with it. Warriors still in full court man. Ward doesn't want to dribble. Finally throws it ahead to Clark cutting. Clark pushes up on Graham. Graham with two fouls. Clark pulls up. Little 10-footer on the baseline. Misses. Dodge with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Air ball from Clark. And Croxford couldn't get good position on that one. Graham dribbles it off her foot at the other end. She was looking to make a pass. And just put the ball down where her foot decided to go to the floor. And that ball goes out of bounds. Wolverine basketball. Clark working against Graham to Ward. Ward on Hatch. Back to Clark. Crosses over. Gets across half court. Graham pokes away from behind. Ball loose. Clark gets it back. Turns. Throws it up and in from about 8 feet. Jasmine Clark with 4 points in the game. And the Wolverines within two. Graham, three-pointer, right angle. No good. White with the rebound. So Warriors start out with some turnovers, some missed shots, and we've got a travel. Good pressure there by Croxford to force a travel on Clark. Warriors will get it back, but Sandy Am starts off with a couple of easy buckets. One right at the rim and one from about 6 feet from the basket. Warriors ball. Croxford, or Graham, picks up a foul on Morgan Wolzak, 5'5 senior. She kind of body checks Keeley as Keeley beats her off the dribble. Second team foul on Sandy M. There's a backdoor underthrown, but Plummer fights through traffic, gets it, pass to Graham. Graham lays it up, can't make it. Dodge with the rebound. Nice play by Plummer and Graham there, but they just couldn't finish. Clark with it. Crosses over, gets past Keeley with the left hand. Ball knocked away from behind, pulls up, little runner, and hits it. So good job by Clark to focus. Even though the ball got poked away, she got it back and makes a little runner there in the lane. Ties it up. Plummer, other direction for two. A deep two. Must have had a foot on the line. Plummer with 10 points in the game. 29-26, should be 26 all. And we got a foul at the other end as the Warriors go for the block. The board is incorrect. It says 29-26. Should be 28-26. Now they got it fixed. So Ron Huber with his first mistake of the season. I don't know if he can hear me or not. I don't think he can hear me. So he gave him three instead of two, but he's got it corrected now. Dodge misses the first free throw. So I'll have one more. Foul was on Croxford trying to block the shot. 28-26 Warriors. Dodge, second one, good. So she cuts the lead back to one. Warriors had a five-point lead at halftime. They outscored a little bit here in the third quarter. Croxford drives, spins the left hand, gets to the rim, can't make it, gets it. Keeley with the rebound, and she throws it to nobody. That's the third time this game Keeley's throwing the ball to nobody. Got to work on that, Keeley. Other than that, playing spectacularly. Just under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Clark working on Graham. Graham tips it. Clark gets it back, throws it in the corner. White, deep two, good. Can't leave that girl alone. Maddie White can shoot. 11 points in the game for White. And they're up 29-28 on the Warriors. They've outscored them by six here. Graham gets the ball inside, loses it, knocked away by Walczak. Warrior basketball way out on the left side of the baseline, out by the three-point line where they'll inbound where it went out of bounds. Williams triggers it in to Croxford, top of the key. Morgan takes a three, 21-footer. Good! Morgan Croxford eyes it, tries it, and buys it from three-point range. Warriors back up 31-29. Croxford was seven in the game. There's a steal by Graham. She's going to take this one all the way in and make the lay-in. Healy Graham puts the Warriors up 33-29. Another steal for Graham. Warriors really harassing the guards here. One of the keys here. Graham, screen from Dodge. Clark goes left corner to Ward. Ward for three, no good. Weak side rebound. White knocked away, and stolen by Croxford. Croxford in the open floor trying to get it under control. Plays it over to Graham. Off of Graham's hands, and Hatch can't save it. Nice effort by the Warriors. It's one of those plays. Morgan just never was quite had a handle on that ball in the open floor. They were harassing her as she tried to get to the rim. Ended up making a tough pass to Keeley, who couldn't handle it. Walczak traveled, got away with it. Hatch reaches in, gets a jump ball. Walczak knocks her to the floor. Hannah slow to get up. In some pain there. She's going to walk that off. She's a competitor. She's not going to want to come out of the game, but Red doesn't care. Husky in. And he's going to get Hannah. Hannah doesn't want to come out, but she got a little shaken up on that. She's kind of ginger coming off the floor there, so she could probably use a couple minutes out of the game. White gets it in the corner to Clark, puts up a three from there, buries it. So they've got some girls that can shoot when you're not in their face, and so it's important for the Warriors to play good defense. 33-32 Amity, coming up on 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Croxford top of the key over to Williams on the left angle, back to Croxford. Croxford working on the post, Dodge. Back to Williams. Now Croxford cuts away. There's a backdoor cut by Husky. She throws it back out to Plummer, to Williams. Left angle three, no good. She just cannot find the range tonight. Looks like she's rushing her shot just a little bit. There's a steal by Graham. Graham pushes it back into the key, pulls up, leaves it way short. I'm not sure what happened there. She just lost that ball going up, I think. White gets the rebound. White throws it ahead. Croxford battling Dodge. Dodge gets it. Back out to White. White, 18-footer. No good. Weak side rebound. Clark out in the right corner. She puts up a little 18-footer and buries it. So Jasmine Clark had two at halftime. She's got nine here in the third quarter. She's come to life. 11 in the game. Warriors down 34-33. Had a four-point lead, six straight points for Santa Ann. Croxford, top of the key with it, takes an 18-footer, buries it. Morgan Croxford, the jumper looking better than it has all season. Good sign for Morgan going forward. Ward up the left side with it, working on Husky. Kicks it out to Clark. White, top of the key now. Picks up her dribble, swings it left side to Walczak. Walczak. Couple of dribbles, her pass knocked away, picked up out in the corner. Now White with it. She's trapped baseline, gets it to Clark on the right block. Clark, triple team. We're going to have a jump ball. You can hear fans yelling three in the key. No call for that. It's going to be Warrior basketball in the alternating possession. So Santa Am goes smaller now. Dodge and Walczak going out. They bring in Brilli and Fensel. Warriors basketball up one. Croxford gives it to Williams. Williams, top of the key extended, now over right side to Husky. Husky looking for a cutter, not there. She drives baseline, pulls up on the baseline, misses the little shot from about 6 feet. Clark with the rebound, throws it ahead to Ward. Ward now to White. White knocked away by Plummer from behind, and Plummer ends up with a loose ball. Plummer up the middle of the floor. It's knocked away from her. She chases it down on the right corner, gets control of it, looks inside, trying to get to Graham. Graham battling, and she loses it out of bounds. Good defense there by Ward to poke it away from Graham. Graham couldn't get control of it afterwards. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Warriors up 35-34. And it's going to be Warrior basketball. White's pass goes off the hands of Ward, out of bounds. Good pressure by Plummer. Or by Graham. I think it was Graham with the pressure there. Warriors ball. Graham swings it out on top to Croxford. Croxford crosses over on Fensel, works her way down on the right side. We're going to have a hand check there by Fensel. She doesn't like the call. She's in disbelief over it. That's going to be her second foul, I think. Third foul. Third team foul on Sandy Am. Ward out and Brilli in. Hatch going to check back in for the Warriors. Maylin Williams gets the ball out on top. She's fouled immediately on the drive. It's on Clark. Fifth or fourth team foul. That's the third on Clark. 2:19 to go. Hatch back in. Husky out. So Hatch, Plummer, Williams, Croxford, and Graham in the game. Croxford with it out on top. Working on Brilli. Swings it left side to Plummer. Back to Croxford on top. Croxford crosses over a couple times. Loses the ball. Gets it back. Keeps her dribble alive. Now picks it up, goes to Williams. Williams, left angle three, all by herself, short. Follows her shot, gets it. Back out to Plummer. Plummer travel. Shuffled the feet, got a little excited. Maylin really struggling. She has been short on her last three attempts from three-point range. It hit the front of the rim. She's just kind of shaking her head in disbelief. The shots look good, they're just short. Warriors in full court pressure. Graham. They get it ahead. We've got to travel. Nice job by Croxford to come up and pressure Brilli as she caught the ball. And she ends up turning it over. Good full court pressure from the Warriors. They've got a lot of turnovers. They need to do a better job of converting those into points now. Left corner, three-pointer. Plummer, strong. Ball pulled in by Fensel underneath. Gets it to White. Maddie White throws it ahead. Croxford with the knockaway. Plummer with the steal. Plummer going to get fouled by White in transition there as the Warriors push it back. It's fouled at about the foul line. It's five team fouls already on Sandy Am. Warrior basketball. Only one team foul on the Warriors so far in this quarter. A lot of that has to do with the Warriors' aggressiveness on the dribble. Croxford looking for somebody. Finally tries to get it in. Ball knocked away. Hatch gets it. She's knocked down from behind. There's going to be the foul. It was late, but that was a good call. White hit Hatch from behind and knocked her down. Coach Plotz doesn't like it, but there's no question about that. Hatch just got taken out from behind. That's the sixth team foul. That'll put White on the bench. He was pretty dejected about that. Brings Clark back into the game. She has three fouls. That's four fouls on White. That's their best offensive player. Hatch underneath. Gets fouled. Scores! Great entry pass from Keeley. It was either Keeley or Maylin. I didn't see who passed that ball in. But it was a great pass. Found Hatch down on the right block. Hatch turned, scored, draws the foul. She's got four in the game. Rosenbaum in. Croxford out with a minute 29 to go, third quarter. Warriors up three. Hatch a chance to make that four. Shot is up and bounces around. No good. Fensel with the rebound. Hatch two out of three from the line now. And we've got a reach-in foul by Hatch. Hatch goes down hard. Hatch has spent more time on the floor than she is on her feet, I think, the last few trips down the floor. First foul on Hatch. Second team foul on the Warriors. Clark. Warriors into a 2-3 zone now. Swing it down in the corner, back out on top to Clark. Keeley with her right there. Ball knocked away. We're going to have a kicked ball by Keeley. A good hustle by Keeley getting the passing lane there. Minute 13 to go, third quarter. Sandy Ann ball right here in front of the scorer's table, just to the left of half court. Sandy Ann going right to left. In front of me, Clark. They swing it down in the corner to Fensel. Fensel double team down there. Trap, tries to go baseline, loses the ball, knocked away by Williams. It'll be Sandy Ann ball on the baseline by the three-point line on the left end. Nobody on Clark. Warriors in that 2-3 zone. They get it in to Briley. Briley back to Clark. Clark tries to go inside, and that's going to be Rosenbaum with a reach in on Brilley. They got a Brilley and a Briley. I'm not sure if one of them's a typo, but it does help me keep them straight. Just under a minute to go, third quarter, 37-34 Warriors. Sandy Am trying to get it in on the baseline. Ball's knocked away by, oh, Williams knocked it off of one of the Sandy Am players. They didn't chase it down. They thought Williams just knocked it out. Warrior basketball. Maylin at the point with it. Coming up on 50 seconds to go. Graham, right angle. Looking for a cutter, nothing there. Crosses over. Now goes to Rosenbaum, left corner, and she traveled. Couldn't figure out what she wanted to do. Didn't have her feet in the right position, and she shuffled them. Husky in, Plummer out. So it's Husky, Hatch, Graham, Rosenbaum, and Williams on the floor for the Warriors. Pass into Briley. Her pass stolen by Husky. Husky to Graham. Graham, top of the key. Three, won't stay. Rebound by Hatch. Fouled from behind. Hatch will go back to the line to shoot one and one. Foul's going to be on number 30. That's Brittany Grinbeamer. Her second, eighth team foul on Sandy Ann. Just two on the Warriors here in the third quarter. Hatch, her free throw good. Front end of the one and one, so she'll get another one now. Five in the game for Hannah. One more. Second one is up and good. Perfect, both of them. Hannah Hatch, four out of five from the foul line now tonight. 30 seconds to go. They get the ball up the right side. Brilley with it, and she is fouled or poked away. It's just poked away on the sideline. No foul. Clark will inbound over by the Warrior head on the far side. Throws it in to Briley. Briley down to Brilley. Out to Clark. Clark looks back into Brilley. Brilley double team down there. Crosses it over to Briley, and she traveled. Good job by the Warrior defense to kind of scramble a little bit in this zone, get some traps, and force some tough passes by the Sandy M girls. Under 20 seconds to go now. Williams gets across on Clark. Still going. Turns. Bounce pass to Graham. Graham out in the corner. Rosenbaum, 10-footer. Won't stay in. Fensel with the rebound. Ball knocked away. Clark gets it with 3 seconds to go. Throws it ahead. It's Briley. Briley. And doesn't get a shot off. And so at the end of the third quarter, the Warriors still have a 5-point lead, 39-34, same lead they had at halftime. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball and KLYC. We'll be back after this commercial message.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Amity girls up on Sandy Am, 39-34 with 8 minutes to go in this one. Warriors doing a good job of scrambling in that quarter. Both teams scoring the same number of points, 14 in the third. It's 11-10 after one, 25-20. Warriors extended their lead to five at halftime and still a five-point lead headed into the fourth. Rosenbaum, Hatch, Plummer, Husky, and Graham on the floor for the Warriors. Sandy Ann Ball to start the fourth quarter. Grinbeamer looking to trigger it in. Gets it into Briley. Swings it to Clark. Clark working against this now. It's a 1-3-1 zone. The Warriors giving him a different look. Over to Grenbeamer. Doesn't know where to go with the ball. Bounce pass knocked away by Hatch and stolen. Hatch in the open floor. Takes it in. Scores it. She's fouled. Hannah Hatch going back to the line. Finishing in traffic again. Little tiny Hannah Hatch. All 5'5 and not much over 100 pounds of her has drawn two fouls while scoring in this game. Taking the bump and finishing the shot. Got Caitlin Dummler here sitting by me, and she's just shaking her head in disbelief. I don't know. She finishes as well as you did, Caitlin. Hatch finishes the three-point play, too. The Dummler crowd here to my right, as usual, at a home game. Warriors up 42-34. Clark with it, trying to beat this pressure up to Grenbeamer. Grenbeamer is going to draw a foul on Graham. Graham didn't give her a step. Got to give her the step. That's a third on Graham. She had two in the first quarter. Third team foul on the Warriors, nine on Sandy Am. White back in with her four fouls. They need the offense. They've got to get her in the game. Clark with it out on top. Back to White. White on the right angle. Goes down low to Brilli. Brilli, they trap her. She steps through. Ball knocked away as they try to go into the post. Plummer had it. Fouled by Clark. I think that's four on Clark. Coach Plotz, arms crossed and grimacing about that. He didn't need that turnover or that foul afterwards. That's a double mistake by his Wolverines. So Alyssa to the line to shoot two. Double bonus now, 10-team fouls on the Wolverines. Plummer's first one, perfect. Tell you what, that's a girl that's turned herself into a good little shooter. If you leave her open, get her to the foul line. And this year, starting to finish in traffic a little bit better, too. She hits a pair, nothing but the bottom of the net on both of them. Plummer extends this to a 9-point lead. Warriors stay in their pressure here. It's a 1-2-2 press. They throw it ahead to Brilli. Brilli loses it. Ball, she gets it back. Out on top to White. Fakes the three, steps to the foul line, and calmly knocks it down on the move. Girl's got a nice shooting touch. Maddie White. Pass ahead to Plummer. Oh, she can't hang on to it. She's was bringing it down. It slipped out of her hands, hit her knee, and went out of bounds. 7:09 left, fourth quarter. Warriors up 43-36. Plummer with a touch on that. They get it back. It's a one, kind of a, I don't know what this press is. Kind of a diamond and one, I think. Ball's loose, though, and Husky comes up with the steal. Gets it to Graham, and they'll settle it down. Another steal for the Warriors. Sandy Am guards struggling with this pressure. Graham gets to the foul line, goes to Rosenbaum. Back out to Graham, 22-footer out top. Good! Healy Graham with a three-pointer. That was a deep one. 46-36 Warriors. White with it at the foul line, trying to work against this pressure. There's a bounce pass to Brilli, and she throws it away, trying to go back to Ward. See, that's what this pressure does, is it forces the kids that want to handle the ball to give up the ball to a girl who doesn't want to handle the ball, and they make bad decisions with it. Warriors up 46-36, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor. We'll see if this is a full or a 30. It is going to be a full, so we'll take a quick break. Warriors up 10, 6.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark coming to you from Amity High School, where your Warrior girls lead the Sandy Am Wolverines 46-36, 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Coming out of a full timeout here, this Warrior zone press and half-court 1-3-1 trap really giving problems to the Wolverines. Going to be Warrior basketball. Got Keeley, Brene Husky, Hatch, Wilson, and Plummer on the floor for the Warriors. Brooke Wilson with the ball. Ball knocked away. She gets it back. Swings it out to Husky on top, goes to Graham. Graham drives, steps through, draws contact, almost scored. She will go to the line to shoot two. Dodge late coming across there, and Graham will go back to the foul line. Keeley, 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. She had 4 points at halftime. She's got 10 in the game. Coach Plotz not happy about the call, arguing with the official here near us. Graham to the line for two. First one good. Nobody ever gets a fair shake from the officials when they're losing, I tell you. Graham with one more. And she misses this one. White with the rebound. They get it back to Clark, back to White. Swings it up the right side, and a travel. And that's what happens. You get the ball in the hands of Ward against pressure. She's feeling that stress of the trap. And knowing she has to make a quick decision, doesn't want to get trapped, and then ends up dragging that pivot foot before she put the ball on the floor. Warriors basketball, 6 minutes and counting to go. Warriors up 11 now. Graham to Hatch on the right angle, looking for a cutter. Not there. Still nothing. She drives, takes a bump. Nothing there. Husky picks up the loose ball. She misses. Dodge with the rebound. Dodge is huge in there. Gets the ball to Clark. Throws it away. Ball's loose. They finally get it across half court. White came up with it and got it to Dodge. And then we've got... Oh, Clark got hurt at the other end. She's holding the back of her leg. I don't know if she cramped up or if she got kicked or if she pulled a muscle or what. But I don't think anybody in the gym noticed it except the official. And she is not getting off the floor, grabbing the back of her left calf. So could be a cramp. Coach is out there looking at it. I think they're going to try to maybe stretch it out a little bit. It must have been a cramp. Pretty painful. If you ever get one of those, just, I don't care how big you are, it drops you to the floor, and you don't get up until that cramp goes away. And you can see by the grimace on her face, she wants no part of that pain. Coach is going to help her up, but what happens sometimes is you get the cramp to stop, you stand up, and as soon as you take a step, it cramps up again on you. So Coach is going to help her off the floor as she walks very gingerly. A good round of applause from the Amity and Wolverine fans here tonight. We got 5:39 to go, fourth quarter, 47-36 Warriors. 10 team fouls on Santa Am, so the Warriors are in the double bonus, just 3 team fouls against the Warriors. And Clark, it cramped up again under there a little bit as she was starting to head off the floor. Santa Am point guard, 5'6 sophomore, good little player. But I think that'll probably that might do it for her tonight. If it's cramping up again on her, she walks off the floor, she may have a hard time getting that to stop cramping for a while. She's replaced by Walzak. So for Santa Am, it's Walzak, Hicks, White, Brilli, and Fensel. Walzak with it, back to White. White throws it over to Hicks. Hicks doesn't want to handle the ball, back to White. White, top of the key, working against his zone, throws it down to Fensel, back out to White. White's the real only scorer on the floor for him. Fensel now in the corner, pushes Hatch down. Hatch got to stand her feet better against that contact. White, right side, bangs it around, won't stay. Rebound by Graham, and she is fouled by Walzak. Graham will go to the line to shoot two. So on the floor for the Warriors, Graham, Hatch, Wilson, Husky, and Plummer. The Warriors can extend this lead a little bit. We might see some subs come a little deeper on the bench here as they look to salt this one away in the next couple of minutes with some free throw shooting and some good defense. Graham to the line. Buries the first one. Keeley with 12 points in the game now. She'll have one more. This one's up and good. So Keeley rattles in a couple of them. Overall, pretty good night for Keeley offensively. 13 points. Plummer with a tip, almost had the steal. White comes down with it, throws it ahead to Walzak, back to White. This is a lack of good ball handlers. They only have a couple that are comfortable with the ball, and there's a throwaway. White trying to throw the ball to Hicks. Hicks wasn't going to the spot that White thought she was, and it goes off her fingers and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Keeley talking to one of the Stoller ladies in the crowd there. Husky out top, fakes the shot, starts to drive and travels. We've had about four or five of those tonight. That's going to be a point of emphasis with the coaches about keeping that pivot foot down until you dribble. White, bounce pass in the middle to Brilli. Brilli back to White. White down in the corner to Fensel. Throws to Brilli. Brilli turns right hand. She's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. I think it's going to be on Wilson reaching in. No? Yes. Brooke Wilson, number 12. Her third foul. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. It'll put Brilli on the line to shoot two. And she buries the first one. It's interesting, Santa Ann team. It's not a bad shooting team, but they're not a very good ball handling team. And they don't really have scoring inside at all. And we've got a lane violation. They wave off the shot. No free throw, Warriors basketball. So really hit the shot, but they wave it off because of a lane violation against Santa Ann. They press. They get it into Wilson. Wilson gets it across half court. Down in the corner to Hatch. Hatch, 18-footer, won't stay in. Rebound by Husky in traffic. Nice job by Brene. Out to Graham. Graham, left corner three, strong. And the rebound by Walczak. Walczak to White. 4.5 minutes to go. Throws it ahead. Graham with a steal. Knocks it away anyway. And Hatch chases it down. Gets it to Keeley. Graham with it. Working against Hicks. I don't think Hicks can guard her. Graham crosses over. Gets in the lane. Little 8-footer. Rolls around. Won't stay. Rebound by Fensel. Fensel to White. Warriors continuing to trap. They force White to dribble the ball off the foot. Now she gets it to Walczak. Walczak throws it ahead. Graham with a steal. Back into Plummer. Plummer, there's a reach in. No call there. And finally the ball's poked away. It'll be Amity basketball. Getting pretty physical out there. Croxford and Williams back into the game. Try to seal the deal here. Wilson and Husky out. Good hustle by both of those young ladies there. Plummer thinks she's coming out too. They only have four players on the floor now. They only have four players on the floor. This makes it hard to run offense. Oh, Plummer stays in. She left and walked to the end of the bench and then walked back out on the floor. And there's a loose ball pass. Plummer chases it down, though. Collision out there. Plummer pulls up left angle three. Looks good. It is! Alyssa Plummer just calmly buries a three. And that's kind of a hard series of events to describe there. But Plummer thought she was going out of the game. She actually walked to the bench, walked down to the end of the bench, realized there were only four on the floor, walked back out, ended up getting a loose ball, dribbled to the three-point line, and buried it. Graham with a loose ball rebound. She'll take it in. Left-hand lay-in, up and in. Keeley Graham with another basket. Good night for Keeley and Alyssa. Offensively, there's Croxford with a steal. Croxford to Graham, back to Croxford, underneath the Plummer. She's fouled from behind. That'll be it for White. Good ball movement by the Warriors, and that's going to do it for this game, I think. 3:07 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors up 17, and Plummer headed to the line. Kaya Rosenbaum coming back in, along with I don't know who else is coming in. Rosenbaum in for Williams. Williams, not a good night for Maylin, but didn't need her tonight. We're able to finally get the offense going there in the third quarter a little bit, and then definitely in the fourth quarter. The defense really picked it up in the second half of action. First one by Plummer, good. Oops, I gave her a miss. That's a make for Alyssa. She's done a great job from the foul line tonight. Second one, a little long. Rebound, chase down. Plummer almost had it. Fensel comes down with it. Ball's loose, and now we got a jump as Alyssa doesn't give up on the play and ends up getting the jump ball. So Wilson back in. Lopez coming in. Who else we got coming in down there? Courtney Kendall in. And we'll have a timeout taken by the Warriors. 55-37. It's going to be a full timeout. 3 minutes left to go. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity High School. Warrior fans, Warrior girls in control here. They were up 5 after 3 quarters. They've extended that lead to 18 here in the 4th. Excellent defensive effort. They have outscored Sandy Yam 16-3 in the 4th quarter. Don't see quarters like that very often, and it is Warrior basketball on the alternating possession. So Croxford will trigger this in. Gets it to Rosenbaum in the left corner. Tries to go back to Croxford. Dodge with a steal. Gren Bremer with the ball. Brings it across half court. Warriors back in man-to-man defense now. Swing it to Ward. Ward. His pass stolen by Croxford. Croxford all by herself. Right hand reverse laying up and in. Morgan Croxford was looking for somebody to run with her. But when nobody did, she just turned her eyes to the basket and finished that lay-in. Warriors up 20. Croxford knocks it away. They get it back. Fensel with it. Pass knocked away by Kendall, stolen by Lopez. Lopez, open floor, takes it in. Left-hand lay-in, puts it up and in. Lopez with a driving lay-in in traffic there as they hustled back on defense. 2:11 to go. And Callie Roberts going to come in at the next dead ball there. Swing the ball over. It's a drive, baseline, and a foul on Lopez. That'll put Grenbeamer on the line to shoot 2. First foul on Lopez. 15 foul on the Warriors. Warriors have been in the double bonus for a long time. Croxford going to come out after the first free throw, and Roberts will come in. Free throw by Grenbeamer is no good. So Croxford out. A nice round of applause here from the Warriors. There should be a nice round of applause. There's some people clapping. Few people. Morgan played a good game tonight. Grenbeamer misses the first. So one more. This one up and good. 59-38 Warriors. Kendall with the ball. Brings it up. Drives all the way baseline. Goes to shoot, draws a blocking foul. She'll go to the line to shoot 2. So Courtney Kendall, sophomore, headed to the foul line. She'll shoot 2. So Rosenbaum, Kendall, Lopez, Wilson, and Roberts on the floor. Kendall buries the first one perfectly. Courtney with her first point of the game. Courtney, about a 5 foot, 5 inch sophomore. Second one. Oh, that one rims off. No good. Chased down by Grenbeamer. So Kendall, 1 out of 2 from the line. 60-58 Warriors. Up by 22 points. Excellent fourth quarter for the Warriors. There's a steal by Kendall. And Fensel just lost it. Kendall takes it in. Left hand. Misses that one. Rosenbaum with the rebound. She'll reset it out to Lopez. Lopez, minute and a half to go now. Lopez. Over to Wilson. Wilson back to Kendall on the left wing. Swings it right side to Roberts. Roberts looks inside, crosses over Rosenbaum, 18-footer. She fakes it, gets inside to about 10 feet, misses the shot, gets her own rebound, misses again. Ball's loose. It's going to be a foul on Kaya, I think. I like to see Kaya there at least banging a little bit, getting some physical play inside. It's good to see. It's a foul on Rosenbaum, her second. 16 foul on the Warriors. Minute 12 to go here, fourth quarter. And the official wants 108 on the clock. He stopped it to reduce the clock by 2 seconds in a 22-point game. Not really sure that was probably worth the air that it took to blow the whistle. Now it says a minute 80. There we go, minute 08. Ron has it figured out. New score clock operation down there. We get a different box than we had before. Sandy and ball. Lopez knocks it away. They get it to down low to Dodge. She loses it out of bounds. Good defense by Rosenbaum. 57 seconds left to go in the game. Warriors with just an outstanding fourth quarter. They were up 5 after 3 quarters. Really struggling on both ends of the floor. And then just, especially on the offensive end, then just turned it on. They have 25 points in the fourth quarter after 35 in the first three quarters. Warriors throw it away. Kendall trying to find Lopez. Not a good pass there. one of those surprise passes off the dribble that your teammate's not really expecting and they're not in a position to catch. 45 seconds to go now. Warriors, man-to-man defense. Sandingham swings it left side. They go down low to Dodge. Dodge turns, goes to the left hand, misses the shot, but she is fouled by Rosenbaum. Third foul on Rosenbaum. Seventh on the Warriors. 33 and a half seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Dodge goes to the line to shoot two. First one off the back of the rim. So Dodge, the 6 foot, very large post player, misses a pair, and it'll be Warrior basketball. They had a lane violation on top of that. Warrior basketball. Dodge misses two. Warriors trying to break the press. They get it into Kendall. Kendall back to Kaya. Rosenbaum gets it across half court. Now back to Courtney. Kendall starts to drive left, knocked away, picked up by Lopez, and she'll draw a foul and go to the line. Foul is on number 32, Morgan Walczak. That is her fourth. Two shots for Lopez coming up. Lopez already with a couple points here in the fourth quarter. Getting some mop-up action on varsity. Jenna offensively really has a nice skill set. Good shooting touch. Good mid-range game. Really working hard on that in the offseason. Hits the first free throw. Second one short. Rosenbaum tips it, and Dodge chases it down. So Lopez, one out of two, 3 points in the game for Jenna. Renbeamer to Brilli. Brilli goes down in the corner to a teammate. They throw it into Dodge, but there was a foul before. It's going to be on Kendall with 9 seconds to go. I think that's going to be seven team fouls, and I think it will put Walczak on the line to shoot one-on-one. Foul was actually on Callie Roberts, her first. So good win for the Warrior girls tonight. They struggled offensively for three quarters of this game and then really picked it up, especially turning turnovers into points. The first three quarters, they really struggled to convert those fast breaks and the easy basket opportunities they had. Walczak misses one out of two, and then the ball out of bounds to Sandingham off of Kendall. 4 seconds to go. Sandingham will inbound far side of the baseline. Trying to get it in, lob it to Dodge. Dodge down low, turns, misses. Walczak with the rebound, and that'll do it. Final score, Amity 61 and Sandingham 39. Just an overpowering fourth quarter for the Warriors, where they outscore the Wolverines 22. Yeah, is that right? Yep, 22-5 in the fourth quarter. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back, give you some scoring totals for the game. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warriors with a 61-39 win over the Sandingham Wolverine girls. Warriors were led tonight by Alyssa Plummer with 16. Keely Graham had 15. Those two really dominated the game from the guard position. Morgan Croxford with 11. Hannah Hatch had 9, 7 of those in the second half, but she did a great job of finishing at the rim, had a three-point play, and had actually a second chance at a three-point play, didn't make a free throw. 4 points for Brene Husky, 3 for Jenna Lopez, 2 for Brooke Wilson, 1 each for Courtney Kendall and Maylin Williams. So the Warriors win a game easily on a night when their best offensive player, Maylin Williams, just couldn't find the bottom of the basket at all. Sandy M led by Maddie White with 13, Jasmine Clark had 11, Dodge 5, and then some other players had a few points here and there. So good win for the Warrior girls tonight. They move to 3-2 on